Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The Indian stock market benchmarks, the Nifty 50 and the Sensex, hit fresh highs on Tuesday despite mixed global cues. Both indices saw a rise of just under half a percent point from their previous day's close. India's journey towards electric mobility has hit a bit of a speed bump. After a promising start, sales of electric vehicles or EVs are beginning to stagnate, largely because subsidies were slashed earlier this year. This has shifted a lot of expectations onto the upcoming third phase of the faster adoption and manufacturing of hybrid and electric vehicles, or FAME scheme, which everyone is eyeing ahead of the budget announcement on July 23rd. The FAME scheme first rolled out in 2015 and has been a cornerstone of India's push to get more electric and hybrid vehicles on the road. It saw a significant boost in 2019 with FAME 2, which pumped in 10,000 crore rupees to support the adoption of EVs across various segments from buses to two-wheelers. The impact of these initiatives? Pretty impressive initially. From selling just under 2,400 units FY2015, EV sales soared, breaking the 100,000 mark in FY19 and reaching a whopping 1.68 million units by FY24. So, what's the buzz around FAME 3? Mint Sumant Banerjee explains in today's Mint Primer. The industry is hoping it will not only bring back better subsidies for individual car buyers and two-wheelers, but also expand support to include trucks. India's net recent surplus in its current account at $5.7 billion for the first quarter of 2024 is quite the headline. But it's not just about more money coming in than going out. It's a story that calls for a deeper look. Typically, India runs a current account deficit because our massive investment needs outpace the collective savings of our households, businesses, and the government. In fact, barring the first pandemic year, this year's deficit projected at $23 billion, or 0.7% of GDP, is on track to be the second lowest in two decades. Now, you might think this sounds like great news, but here's where it gets complex. The Reserve Bank of India pointed out an uptick in investments, particularly driven by higher government spendings and a surge in the housing sector. With investments pegged at 33.7% of GDP, that's a big deal because it means we're saving at a rate of 33% to maintain a current account deficit of just 0.7%. When the savings rate climbs, it opens a door for more substantial investments without widening the current account deficit. Now, picture this. With a modest 2% deficit and a saving rate of 33%, we're looking at an investment rate of 35%. That translates to a whopping 6 trillion rupees directed towards nation-building efforts. So a deficit isn't necessarily a bad thing when it stems from strong savings and solid investment. Deepa Vasudevan from the Mint's data team explores why having a current account deficit is good for the economy. The National Rural Job Guarantee Scheme, a crucial lifeline for millions in rural India, isn't expected to receive increased funding in this year's union budget, according to two officials. The Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme will likely see its budget allocation hold steady as per earlier estimates. This scheme provides a financial safety net to rural households. These funds could be adjusted later based on job demands and requirements in rural areas. The budget originally earmarked 60,000 crore rupees for FY24 and projected 86,000 crore rupees for FY25. However, actual spending for FY24 exceeded the estimate significantly, reaching more than 1 trillion rupees, underscoring a strong demand for rural employment. This increase reflects the ongoing challenges in rural consumption and stagnant growth in the FMCG sector, with many economists pointing out the disparities affecting rural markets compared to urban centers. For anyone who grew up in the 90s and mid-2000s, Ahat remains to be one of the most iconic shows from their childhood. The horror show, which used to air on Sony, was one of the pre-SARS Bahu era gems of Indian TV. Sony, the home to such popular shows, is now facing a challenge. Sony runs a vast media empire in India, including 26 TV channels, the Sony Live streaming platform, a movie distribution production business, a music label, and a talent management vertical. Despite these extensive operations, Sony's revenue growth has been sluggish, increasing just 2% to 6,909.2 crore rupees in fiscal year 2022-23. In an effort to invigorate the brand, Sony has brought in Gaurav Banerjee as the new chief steward, hoping his fresh approach can turn things around. Will Banerjee's advent at Sony turn things around for the Indian operation of the Japanese media giant? Latha Jha takes a deep dive to find out in today's long story. Management consultant Sharon Hegde was just 25 in July 2021 when Mint first wrote about the rise of financial influencers, or finfluencers as they've come to be known. Hegde was a budding finfluencer working at PwC and just starting to earn more from his Instagram promotions than his regular job. Fast forward to 2024, and he's a powerhouse in India's financial influencer landscape with 6 million followers and a staggering 60 crore rupees in annual revenue, predominantly from his 1% club courses. But Hegde's journey didn't stop at social media. He ventured into the more regulated world of financial advising by starting an IRA, Registered Investment Advisory Business. This move, however, raises significant questions about the role of social media influencers in the regulated financial space. How should the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, handle advertising codes for IRAs when they are run by influencers like Hegde? Mint Money's Neil Borat and Sachin Ningtokkomjam tackle the question. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.